From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. It's Bluegrass Tonight on Red Barn Radio with the music of Bill Likens and Intentional Grass. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 671st live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Bill Likens and Intentional Grass. His group embodies a unique combination of instrumental virtuosity and prolific talent. He has often been quoted as saying, "I grew up with bluegrass in my veins." With Bill tonight are Larry Unger on bass and vocals, Rick Hayes on mandolin and vocals, Lisa Rorick on vocals, and Trina Emig on banjo. Please welcome Bill Likens and Intentional Grass to the Red Barn stage.
Kentucky girl, I love some the night. Kentucky girl, do you miss me? Is that old moonshine on the bluegrass as bright as it did on the night
you first kissed me?
In a valley beneath the mountains so high, a special place in all the world. In a cabin with the vines over the door, that's where I left my Kentucky girl, Kentucky girl.
Are you lonesome tonight,
Kentucky girl? Do you miss me? That old moonshine on the bluegrass as bright as it did on the night
you first kissed me.
Mm-hmm. away from. Oh, Kentucky tonight, and a blue-eyed girl waits there, I know. I'm heading home now in the silvery moonlight with open arms. She waits, I know. Kentucky girl,
are you lonesome tonight?
Kentucky girl,
do you miss me?
Does that old moon shine
on the blue grass as bright
as it did on the night
you first kissed me?
Kentucky girl,
are you lonesome tonight?
Kentucky girl,
do you miss me?
Does that old moon shine
on the blue grass as bright
as it did on the night
you first kissed me?
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Thank you, Renee. Folks, we have with us here tonight a gathering of some really fine bluegrass players. These folks hail from Ohio, and while they've only been together as Intentional Grass since 2018, they've been smack dab in the middle of the bluegrass scene in different capacities for many years, playing with different bands and all around and about. But they are Bill Likens and Intentional Grass, and we are glad to have you all here on Red Barn Radio tonight, Bill.
We're sure glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Bill is up front here singing with his sister, who is Lisa Rorick. I thought I would start by asking you all to tell us a little bit about your dad, because I know your dad had a huge impact on both of you. Could you tell us about Dale?
Absolutely. So we grew up listening to bluegrass music and listening to my dad play. And then when we finally got old enough, he wanted us to start playing and singing along with him.
Mm. Bill Likens.
I played several different things with the band throughout the years. I think a span of probably about 30 years. Our family band name back then was, and still is actually, it is still going, is Dale Likens and the Bluegrass Freightliners. We played a lot of the festivals and we just had a great time with that.
So the Freightliners is still an active entity?
We do still, Lisa, play some. My dad had a heart attack back in 2017.
Yeah.
And it kind of took a little bit of the wind out of his sail. He still comes over. We do a big jam in Monterey, Ohio, every other Monday night, and he still comes over. He was just over there this past Monday night playing and singing with us, and he was up there sounding like his normal self, which was just fantastic.
Well, all right.
I wandered again to my home in the mountain, where in youth's early dawn I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad,
no mother nor dad,
not a friend could I see,
not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name,
they knew not my name,
and I knew not their face,
and I knew not their faces.
I found they were all,
I found they were all rank strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother nor dad,
no mother nor dad,
not a friend could I see,
spring could I see.
They knew not my name.
They knew not my name.
And I knew not their faces.
And I knew not their faces.
I found they were all.
I found they were all great strangers to me.
I found they were all.
I found they were all great strangers to me.
What instruments does your dad play?
Lisa Rorick.
My dad can play anything he touches.
Is that right?
I'm going to tell you. He is just one of those people. It's just in him. His instrument of choice is the mandolin, but he taught Bill to play. He taught everyone to, you know, not everyone here, but he's taught a lot of people to play over the years, and he's just an outstanding musician.
How old were you when the Freightliners became a thing?
When the Freightliners became a thing?
I'd say probably 12, 13 years old.
Probably, yes. We used to go to one of the band members' homes, and of course at that time we were just kids, so we would play along a little bit, but we'd go play because we were kids, and, uh-huh. and they had a band. But as the band evolved and time went by and things changed, we eventually got into it as well.
By the time you were a teenager, did both of you already know, you know, lots and lots of bluegrass standards and gospel standards?
Had to.
Oh, we had to. Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's kind of a funny story. I was actually playing bass with the band. Our banjo player went into the armed forces and left us. My dad come to me and he said, Billy said, We need a banjo player. He goes, why don't you jump over and play the banjo? And I said, well, Dad, I don't know how to play the banjo. He goes, yeah, but you will. He goes, I'll work with you. I'll work with you every night. So this show was 3 weeks out, by the way. Okay, so all I knew was the 7-count roll on the banjo. It's all I knew. So he worked with me every night when he came home from work. And I ended up playing that show and went on to play the banjo a couple years with the group after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool experience.
And so do you consider yourself a banjo player?
Not necessarily, no. But, you know, I mean, I know enough to get myself in trouble, I guess I should say. Uh-huh. Nothing like Miss Trina here.
He's like my dad, though. He can play just about anything he touches.
Huh. Bill, do you have kids?
I do. I have two kids, two boys. One's 21. The other one's 18, both in college.
Okay.
And doing real well. We have a landscaping business also that we run. My youngest son runs that for us. And they both also play. My oldest plays the bass and the guitar, and my youngest plays the drum. He's a drummer. He wants to be a drummer, so he does the drum thing.
Yeah. No, but do both of them have a respect for bluegrass music?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'll be riding down the road with my youngest son, 18 years old, and he puts his playlist on, and a lot of it's bluegrass, which is kind of cool.
Huh.
Two trees on the hillside of the mountain, always looking upward toward the sky. Reminds me of my papa and my mama, who lived there 80 years before they died. There's a bright moon shining on the valley, that old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on the hillside by a cabin, where my mom and dad are resting there today. Well, the burning of the greenwood on the fireplace, and the falling snow around the redbud trees, and the branches of the laurel by the creek bed, and the rippling waters of a gentle stream. There's a bright moon shining on the valley, that old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on the hillside by a cabin, where my mom and dad are resting there today. Thank you.
talk about the old days when he and Mama first settled there. He spoke of the love of the mountains that he and Mama shared together there.
There's a bright moon shining on the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by a cabin where my mom and dad are resting there today. Where my mom and dad are resting there today.
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, Lisa, when did you start playing together with Bill?
Well, just this past summer, actually. Yeah, it was just a turn of events. One of the vocalists had to go a work thing, and he was unable to continue. So he asked me if I might be able to help out.
I've been singing and playing with her for our whole lives. So yeah. She knew all the harmony songs, and I said, you know what? That seems like a pretty good fit. Would you be interested?
What's been your musical outlet up until now, if you haven't been playing, or have you been playing?
Well, I sing. I don't exactly have that gift of the playing of the music, but you know, we've certainly grown up around it for sure. But I had to sing or do something. I had to get in there somehow.
I'll tell you a funny little story. My dad, when we were real little, when we was just starting to play, my mom played the mandolin, my dad played the banjo, I played the guitar, and she played the bass. So we had a little thing, even while, you know, his other band was still going, but we did that. And he would move his foot and tell us what chord to be in. Like, this was G, C, and D. So he would move our foot so we'd know what chord to go into. So that's how long we've been playing together. So
the harmonies that you all do, you have Larry back there doing that bass vocal. Would we call that sort of a classic gospel music convention? Is that classic bluegrass?
Play bluegrass, country, and gospel. Matter of fact, this past Sunday night, we just played at a church out close to us, and we did a whole gospel set. So and Lisa, of course, is that higher tenor voice. She really gets in there and helps us out.
As I was listening, I was thinking, boy, that bass sound, that bass vocal, it does something really to set the music into a different space. You know, you hear a lot of sort of more contemporary bluegrass that drops that element.
They sound unique together. The trio is a little bit more unique than the traditional bluegrass three-part.
Somewhere in my thoughts there lives a lady. She's walking back and forth across my mind, blocking out each chance of me forgetting, assuring me she'd be there for some time. Her golden hair is tied around my memories. The pain she left with me is here to stay. I'm doing all I can to go on living, and yet I die a little more each day. Die a little more
each day. She lets me die a little more each day.
Thank you so much.
I was exposed to bluegrass as a young child. My mother taught me how to play the guitar.
Larry Unger.
And basically started out with gospel, the old standard gospel numbers and so forth. And then back in the 70s, after my wife and our children was born, I took a real interest in getting involved in bluegrass. So I was involved in a couple different bands. I was also involved in Bill's father's band, Dale Likens and the Bluegrass Freightliners. I played bass with them for about 25 years, or maybe a little bit longer. I've been around it for years. Loved it as a kid. I used to listen to WCKY in Cincinnati at night.
Oh, right.
And the Wayne Rainey Show, a lot of good basic gospel and bluegrass music. It was an interest that I had in just, it comes from the soul, I believe. Yes.
You always play upright bass? Have you ever played electric bass as well?
I can. I have an electric bass. When I was in high school, I played the double B-flat tuba. And I've always been involved with bass.
You should add that into the band.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice to put in the band. But now, it's something that comes natural, you know.
The bottom end.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was just little, Mama used to cook in an old black kettle on an old wood stove she'd had since she'd been wed. Well, the oven door was sprung a little bit, so she propped it up with the fork and stick. But that didn't matter, cause Mama always kept us fed. My mom and daddy must have loved each other, cause I had 11 sisters and brothers, and the girls worked just as hard as the boys did. There was corn to hoe, so we'd go hoe it. We might have been poor, but we didn't know it. We'd heard the words, but we didn't know what it meant. But oh, we used to have such a good time. And the days that I knew then are the happiest I've known. Lord, didn't we have such a good time? It's sad to think the old black kettle's any better than when we'd get an occasional letter from kinfolk living up north in some big town. We'd think of all the games we'd play, and we just couldn't hardly wait when our city cousins said they's a-coming down. Well, Mama done away with the old black kettle she used to cook in when I was just little, and the door ain't sprung on her electric range. That little old farm and home we had, it ain't there no more, and that's too bad. People are doing away with the simple things. But oh, we used to have such a good time, and the days that I knew then are the happiest I've known. Lord, didn't we have such a good time? It's sad to think the old black kettle's
old black kettle. We're going to do another Dolly Parton song. Lisa brought this one to us, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she said, hey, let's see what you think about this song. And boy, I tell you, it's become one of my favorites. And it's called Silver and Gold, and it goes something like this.
Well, I met an old man walking down the street. His clothes were torn and tattered with sand on his feet, and I silver and gold might buy you a home, but things of this world, they won't last you long. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old, and things can't be bought there with silver and gold. Then he said to me, let's rest for a while, for I have some good news to share with you, child. He said, you can't change this old world, but people need to know that our dear Savior died here a long, long time ago. He said, silver and gold can't buy you a home, but things of this world, they won't last you long. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old, and things can't be bought there with silver and gold. His eyes shone like diamonds, and his smile was heaven sent. His hair was long and flowing, and his back was slightly bent. And I knew he knew it, for that day I changed. And as I watched him walk on, I forgot to get his name. He said, silver and gold can't buy you a home, when this world is ended and your time is gone. But you can live in a world where you'll never grow old, and things can't be bought there with silver and gold. No, time can't be bought back with silver and gold.
Orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97, so put her in the Spencer on time. Well, he turned and said to his black
farmer. Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Bill Likens and Intentional Grass. Recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Bill Likens and Intentional Grass after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Making 90 miles an hour, his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, a scalded to death by the steam. A telegram came into Washington Station, and this is how it read. That brave engineer that ran on 97, he's lying in old Danville dead. Now let this be a lesson to all you ladies from this time on, and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He'll leave you and never return.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Bill Likens and Intentional Grass, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
In Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97, so put her in the Spencer on time. Well, he turned and crazy fireman, shovel on that little more coal. When I cross that big old white oak mountain, watch old 97 roll. Mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line with a 3-mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. See what a jump he made. Well, he was going down grade, making 90 mile an hour. His whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle, a scalded to death by the steam. Telegram came into Washington Station, and this is how it read. That brave engineer that ran old 97, he's lying in old Danville dead. Now let this be a lesson to all you ladies from this time on, and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He'll leave you and never return.
Tomorrow you're going. It's so hard for me to believe. I'm making plans to be lonesome, 'cause you're the tears for me will be falling like a tree shedding its leaves. I'm making plans for the teardrops, 'cause you're making plans to leave.
You're making plans to forget me.
I'm making plans to miss you.
Great banjo rolls up here. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Man, I love your playing. Can you tell us about you?
I was about 16, 17, I guess, when I first started.
Trina Emig.
I was a city girl, so I didn't know anything about bluegrass, and I think I heard the banjo, like on commercials on TV. And Dukes of Hazzard, too. I liked the Dukes of Hazzard
when
I was a kid. And I got interested in the banjo, and then I guess I figured if you're going to play the banjo, you have to like bluegrass, which I didn't know what bluegrass was, but I love it now.
Well, how did we get to the places we end up, huh? You were 16. Did you know any other girls who played banjo at that time?
No, not at all.
You said you were a city girl. What city were you
Cincinnati.
In?
Cincinnati.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I mean, how did that happen? Was it really like you heard banjo on TV and you said, hey, I think I kind of want to do that?
I was interested in the banjo, so I got a book out of the library. It's called Bluegrass by Bob Artis. I just read that whole thing, his love for the music. I think when I got done reading that book, it's like, wow, this is great.
Who was your first teacher?
Vernon McIntyre.
Yeah, and tell us about Vernon. Folks may not know what a monster of banjo he is.
He was a great teacher. I mean, I don't think I could have learned from anyone else but him. He was excellent. He had really studied the music, and I was real fortunate because I'd only been taking lessons from him like for 2 years, and then his whole band pretty much quit at once. And he had all these gigs lined up. I was a newbie, you know, and he's like, he was desperate, I guess, so he asked me to be in the band. So I got to travel and play really nice festivals with him and learn a lot about playing.
And also native of your area.
I think he was from Baltimore originally, but he lived in Cincinnati for a long, long time.
Okay, yeah, because I think that's how we connected.
I'm trying to learn some other instruments, like all these other people up here.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know that.
Mandolin, guitar, you know. But I have a recording studio as well. I'm trying to put out some more CDs and having a good time with that.
At my door, the leaves are falling. The cold, wild winds will come. Sweethearts walk by together, but I still miss someone. Well, I go out on a party to look for a little fun, but I find the darkest corner, for I still miss someone. Oh, well, I never got over those blue eyes, and I see them everywhere, and I miss those arms that held me what we've begun. Well, there's someone for me somewhere, but I still miss someone.
Who played banjo. Bluegrass world tends to be sort of male dominated. Have you tried to sort of stretch that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's different playing with women. I've played with a lot of women over the years. It's a different feel. It's not as much a competition, I don't think.
Ah.
I don't know how to describe it. The music's different. I don't feel the pressure, I guess, is in some ways. Too, I mean, banjo's really a man's instrument in this music, I think.
Yeah, the banjo is sort of
Plus, it's heavy.
Right.
It's very, very heavy.
You know, on some levels, sort of dorky, like a lot of men are.
I guess.
Right?
I always say that I never cared what other people thought about me as a child, and I would have never taken the banjo up if I had.
Have you ever tried any other banjo styles other than Scrugg style?
Yeah, I do a little clawhammer. There's so much to do. I really like clawhammer, but it's a whole different instrument. Even though you're holding the same instrument, it's a whole different thing. Scrugg style uses the fingers in a particular picking pattern.
Right.
You know.
And picks on all fingers.
No.
Right?
Two fingers and a thumb.
Oh, okay.
And then the claw hammer, you take all this off, and there's a certain pattern that you use where you're raking down with your index finger, usually. It's a whole different world. It's like a whole different instrument, even though you're holding the same instrument.
Yeah. I mean, do you have an opportunity to play claw hammer sometimes?
Yeah. I have some other bands I play claw hammer in a few songs, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It gives it a whole different feel to the music.
Huh.
I hear that train a-coming. It's coming round the bend. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. And that train keeps a-moving on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. If Ed freed me from his prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Well, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I long to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Rick is joining Intentional Grass tonight on mandolin, and it says mandolin vocals, but have you been singing some?
Not really, just a little bit with Larry.
Oh, all right. You started off in a bluegrass family and then sort of diverted from bluegrass for a time and then came back to it.
Rick Hayes.
Yeah, I learned to play the guitar and the mandolin at a young age and chopped in church and played a little bit in church with my dad and then with my dad and brother in a little band when I was younger, and then got bit by the electric bug and played a lot of electric music and more of the rock and roll kind of thing.
Was that traumatic for your family?
No, my dad was incredibly supportive of any music that I wanted to play. We would travel to Jackson County about every weekend where their parents were from, and we would visit there often. And in the drive, we had kind of an ongoing rule that he would get one side of a cassette tape, and then I would get one side. Uh-huh. And whatever it was, we would play and listen to it at the same volume. So it would be Merle Haggard or Jethro Tull or Conway Twitty and Van Halen. No, he was incredibly supportive. I lost him about 3 years ago, so pretty traumatic because we played a lot together.
And shared each other's music.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I think it's really cool that he was so supportive of
yeah,
you and that
my,
you had
my
that
mom
memory
as well,
of him.
You know, and he was happy when I came back to the bluegrass fold. It's pretty tough to make a living as a musician. You know, a lot of bluegrass musicians, at least around the house, have real jobs, and then they're musicians as their time will allow. I had to kind of join a band that was out of state and travel to get to, you know, play my passion, which was kind of sad. You know, Cincinnati has such a rich history in bluegrass, Middletown, Dayton as well. You know, so many bands from there, Red Allen, Harley Allen, Traditional Grass, the Osborne Brothers, Ralph Stanley at King Records and Starday and all that stuff. Now there's really no shining venue to play at that will afford the band members a fair paycheck.
Are you doing music full-time now?
I make instruments, have a recording studio, and play full-time.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, you do all kinds of different things.
Yeah, a little bit.
So during the time that you were playing full-time out on the road, really kicking it,
yeah,
who were you with?
The Gibson Brothers.
Oh.
So I played with them for about 5.5 years, and then I started a band called Night Flyer, and we played for 8 years. We just recently disbanded due to an illness in the band. So, yeah, I got to play the Station Inn, the Grand Ole Opry, the Birchmere, the Cellar, all over the country.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was pretty fortunate to get to do all the things that my dad would have loved to do himself.
Oh, how great.
Yeah.
There's a girl on my mind I can't get over. That would break the heart of any man. Without her, things would fall to pieces. Well, I'm dreaming about my Marianne. So I'll just keep touching up my gray hair. Living hope someday she'll understand. It's no matter if I'd live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Marianne. Out there somewhere in a world that can't be found. Just to think of her still tears me down. And if teardrops were pennies, well, I'd be a wealthy man. From the tears that I cry for Marianne. Up my gray hair, living hope someday to understand. It's no matter if I'd live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Marianne. No, it's no matter if I'd live to be 100, there'll always be a place in my heart for Marianne.
All right, thank you so much.
So, okay, so you're a real ambitious person. You do lots of different things. Yeah, and then the instrument making.
Yeah, I wanted a Lloyd Lore mandolin, and I knew I couldn't afford one. So I thought, man, I'll try to build one. And I did, and some people liked it. And then I started to build guitars as well. So at the moment, I have Dan Tominski and Ron Block, Randy Kors, Clay Hess as endorsers, Jeff Parker. if a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then.
Not so shabby.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The people who like your instruments, what are they looking for?
You know, Ron Block, you know, has a Holy Grail, about two or three Holy Grail instruments, you know, 30s. D18 and 28, $125,000 instruments. It's incredibly good. My buddy Clay Hess, who was a former Ricky Skaggs guitar player, really close friend of mine, had his guitar in a studio that Ron was producing, Sierra Hall. Clay wanted to use my guitar on it, and you know, Ron goes, I really want you to play my 30s D18. He goes, Ron, you really got to hear this guitar. And he said, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, right.
So Clay ended up playing my guitar on a track with unbeknownst to Ron, and then he said, well, hey, that was Rick's guitar. And he said, well, give me that guy's number.
Yeah.
So he called me, and I got Ron into a guitar because he doesn't want to travel with that kind of expensive guitar. I'm trying to build, you know, pre-war style dreadnoughts.
Wow, that's exciting.
It's pretty fun.
Well, I wonder if it's raining in the mountain. I wonder how the old town looks today, and if the church is there beside the river. Could I go back and find where Mama lay? Will I still go to sleep just after sunset? Are the graves still as big on the vine? The old men sit and talk about the old days, the way they did in 1949.
Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back to 1949.
By chance they might remember the teenage boy so wild and fancy free, who loved to play guitar and country music. I go back, would they remember me? I wonder what became of Catherine Aker, the girl who broke my heart at 17. I barely can remember what she looked like. 30 years ago, she was my dream.
Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back to 1949.
For many years, I searched the wide world over for what I didn't know and didn't find. But now I'm searching pictures in my memory, Tennessee in 1939.
Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back to 1949. If I could just go back to 1949.
I'd like to thank Bill, Larry, Rick, Lisa, and Trina, that's Bill Likens and Intentional Grass, for being with us here this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Bill Likens and Intentional Grass here on the Red Barn stage.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Bill Likens and Intentional Grass for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Gobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.